RMC, Angie Wilson is here, and from the Good Neighbor Society, Jesse Tibbett is here. How are you guys this morning? I'm just going to move closer so we can all hang out.
Oh, hey.
Doing well.
Doing great. Good. How are you, Justin?
It was like Wear Your Logo Day today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Angie's got her RMC
Friday.
Logo.
Yep.
Jesse's got her Good Neighbor Society, and I apparently have West Delaware logo.
It's always a logo day when you're getting your picture taken.
That's true.
AMCH.
You get to see their picture coming up a little bit later on the website. All right. October 6th, 2022 is the Senior Wellness Fair. Let's talk about it. What's going to be going on this year?
This year at the Senior Wellness Fair, it will be similar to last year. We're going to go ahead and do our VIP gift prizes again this year. We're going to have vendors from the community with healthcare services. And of course, Angie and I will be there.
Well, and signing autographs and...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, for sure.
And she's like, I'm doing what now? Now, tell me about this... You know, you've got the get-together, you've got VIP packages, when I want to talk about those prizes coming up, but what is the Senior Wellness Fair? Will there be a Ferris wheel? Because you cannot legally call it a fair, Angie, unless there is a Ferris wheel and carnival ride.
There will not be a Ferris wheel, but it'll be fun.
Okay.
And a fair is fun, right?
That's true.
See?
That's
see?
True.
There will be food.
Information on a stick. That's what you're going to have.
Yep. So, no, it'll be, like, at the Delaware County Fairgrounds at the Community Center.
Okay.
It's from 11 to 1 on Thursday, October 6th. And so what our attendees, so it's for senior citizens and their caregivers. So okay. They'll walk in, they'll get a bag, and there's just tables full of community vendors talking about healthcare, home care, any kind of healthcare service that would be beneficial to those types of senior citizens and their caregivers. They get to walk around, get some free stuff, get to talk to all the vendors. We'll have VIP vendors. So at the end, you can give them your VIP ticket, and then you might get a bag of goodies with some prizes that our VIP vendors gave to us.
So. Who are some of the vendors? Let me ask you that. What's the list, Jesse?
We have vendors that are both for in-home health, and we also have community services. So, of course, Good Neighbor's going to be there, RMC is going to be there, but we also have some like-minded services coming in. So Edgewood Convalescent Home is going to be there, Riverbend from Cascade will be there. We also have Home Instead coming. We have a lot of other people, so if I didn't mention you,
it's like
just,
an Oscar
you
speech.
Are just
you
as important.
You don't want to like forget somebody.
We do have yoga. Kathy Corkery is joining us as well. Another couple of things that people generally show up for. We do have the annual flu shot that will be available.
Okay.
We do also have COVID-19 vaccines that will be there as well. Right. So if you are needing those services, generally this is the time of year that we do it. So we do get a good turnout based on those two services alone. Mm-hmm. But we are having lunch again this year. It is, again this year, a take-home lunch, just with the community transmission rate being what it is. We are going to try to be safer again this year. Hopefully at some point we can get back to dining in-house, but for this year we'll do to-go lunches again.
Okay. Let's talk about the prizes, Angie. You said you walk around, you get stamps, or you check things off your list. What could somebody win?
Oh, goodness. Well, Jesse probably knows more about this than I do.
Jesse, what could somebody win?
So what we've asked our VIP vendors to do is to provide gifts that are at least worth $10. So with any great fair, you're going to get trinkets from most vendors. Mm-hmm. But if you do visit all of our VIP vendors, you will be able to draw a mystery box for a gift that's at least worth $10. So we are encouraging you to.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
If it's more than $10.
Okay, if it's a $10 bread box or
something
like
that.
Maybe
it's a Mercedes. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
I guess you'll have to show up
or
to find out.
Or a picture of a Mercedes. You
yeah,
know.
A little tiny picture.
What kind of response do you guys get? Because I know this has been kind of an annual thing. You know, what's the turnout? What's the response like?
Well, last year we had a great turnout. Masks are required again this year. So it's more of like an open house. Come when you want to come through the time. But there's so much information and people that you usually don't get to communicate with and talk with about all their different services all in one room. So if you're looking for information on home care, I know RMC has a lot of different departments coming, whether it's therapy services, nutritionists are coming. So you can get a lot of different education and people to talk to.
Cool.
We also have insurance companies coming. Mm-hmm. So it is a great spot if you are looking into what are the healthcare options in Delaware County, it is a great spot just to stop and meet the people that may be providing you services in the future or may be providing you services now.
Well, and with insurance people, you've got Medicare open enrollment coming up soon. Maybe a good time to have that kind of conversation and everything as well.
Yep, correct.
Look at me doing homework. Yeah. And
knowing wow. Stuff. I know. Look at you.
Angie's eyes lit up like he prepared. Wow.
He saw my Medicare side.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there goes another segment we can't do now. So, all right, recap for me the when, the where, the how much, and all the good stuff.
Right. So, Senior Wellness Fair at the Delaware County Fairgrounds Community Center on Thursday, October 6th. From 11 to 1. This is free for all senior citizens and their caregivers.
Awesome. All right, before we go, it's homecoming day today. I need a score prediction. I'm going to start with you, Angie, because you were the one that was recently in high school compared to Jesse and I.
That doesn't mean I paid attention.
Well, it's just pick an arbitrary number. Final score, West Delaware, CPU, go.
Okay. West Delaware, 21.
Okay.
CPU, 7.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Remember, there's no money on this. You're not going to lose out. It's just a little fun to wrap the segment. Jesse, final score prediction.
I just think the band's going to sound great.
I just hope both teams have fun.
Go team!
Good to see you guys. October 6th is when it is. You can re-listen to this segment online at kmch.com. Have a good fall, guys, and a first full day of fall, too.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Guest of the day segment right here, Mix 94.7 KMCH.